And welcome back to Rabbit in Red Radio. Fuck, we are still doing a Death Wish special. This is Death Wish week, and
it's Thursday. Do you regret it yet?
I'm really fucking starting to. I mean, I'm coming down from the high of Death Wish 3. I mean, it is an abysmal movie, probably one of the worst I've seen in a long time, but it is fucking hysterical.
Right, but how about this? J. Lee Thompson for the win, bitch. The Crackdown.
Yeah, all right. So we are now in Death Wish for the Crackdown territory.
1987. That was 4 years after J. Lee Thompson and Chuck worked together on a little film called 10 to Midnight.
Yes. Yeah, I don't fucking care.
Have you seen 10 to Midnight?
I don't believe so.
That is another brilliant Bronson performance.
I don't believe there is a brilliant Bronson performance. I believe, as I said before, Charles Bronson is a movie star, quote unquote. You know, the kind of person that just comes in and gives the exact same performance every single time. He's the Owen Wilson of the 60s, 70s action movies.
You're not going to throw 80s in there too, huh? Wow.
If you call this starring vehicles, then sure. I mean, come on, man. This is when Stallone, Schwarzenegger were huge and on top of their game. And then you had the second tier guys like Jean-Claude Van Damme and, you know, Chuck Norris. And then this is like third tier.
Right, but if you look at it, like Chuck
elderly
Norris,
men coming in to still try and be a badass.
Right, but they're, you know, they're not good. Bronson is brilliant.
No, he's not, Mike. This is just your
B.I.B.
damage speaking.
Bronson is brilliant. B.I.B. Bronson is brilliant.
All right, let's just play the trailer and then we'll talk about the Crackdown. Even though there's no fucking crack in this movie.
Yes, there is. Oh, wait, that's the music from 3.
Yeah, play the fucking trailer.
Two kids looking for a new thrill.
Hey, just like I promised.
Yeah, sure.
But this time, the thrill went too far. Crack has claimed another victim. Dealers are making up their own rules, and no one is able to stop them. Somebody has got to crack down.
Who are you?
Death.
Charles Bronson in the biggest Death Wish ever.
They have to be stopped, Cousin.
Death Wish 4, The Crackdown.
Spent a small fortune buying information on the major drug dealers in Los Angeles.
I'll handle this my own way. No interference from you.
He's working to destroy the drug empire.
It's a setup!
It's either him or us.
Now, Bronson is their target. The trap is set.
Here he comes.
The fuse is lit. Bronson is unleashed. Charles Bronson, Death Wish 4, The Crackdown.
Fuck.
Do you really need to laugh at the end of all these fucking trailers?
It's Death Wish 4, The Crackdown.
It started with 2, and it's like the guy's like, Death Wish 4, The Crackdown. Like, he just...
Oh, fuck. Okay.
If there's one man that can do it, Bronson can do it.
Yeah, there's one man that can do it. It's a 60-something-year-old man that can do it.
Dude, Bronson, okay.
How old was he in this one, Mike?
Take you out. I don't have the trivia page up for this one. I should bring it up, though. But
okay.
Yeah,
all
I'm
right.
Very
well,
curious.
Well, you research.
You do. Go ahead.
I've been doing. I'm gonna talk the production a tiny bit because I started that, and it gives you a little bit of enlightenment about these films and the issues with them. But
yeah.
All right. This one seems to suffer from the exact same production issues as a lot of the other ones. Michael Winner does not return as director.
You were happy about that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. From my research, it's mostly because it's said that, quote unquote, he was asked back. But then again, reading into it, it's pretty much that Bronson did not want him back.
Really? And I thought that they were like such good friends.
And then he watched Death Wish 3. So anyway,
I don't think Bronson ever saw a Death Wish film.
He's talked about them. Anyway, the original script for this was rejected not by Bronson or anyone like that, but by the actual studio Canon Pictures because it was quote unquote too cerebral. Get that, people. The original script for Death Wish 4 was too smart for you. Fucking Canon Pictures. All right. This one would have actually seen Paul struggling with his past and no longer wanting to be a vigilante, but he would ultimately be forced back into that role.
Right.
Okay, so here's the deal. They thought that was too intelligent for the people that were watching Death Wish films. It wasn't Death Wish enough.
I think so, that's a brilliant idea. I would have loved to have seen that because, you know, you get the internal struggle.
I think conceptually,
yes,
that's a great idea. To actually be filmed, no, it would have been horrible because Bronson's in it and he can't act, so
I
you wouldn't have got any of that internal conflict.
Disagree, I think you've
oh yeah, problems. Just like that first one. Oh, my liberal ways. I must put my hands to my face before I smack this guy to show acting. Fucking wooden asshole. All right. The agreed upon script, alright, was rewritten nearly every single day during filming because Bronson wanted it so. So basically, the director had no say. Mm-hmm. Everyone agreed upon a replacement script. They started shooting, and then Bronson's like, yeah, you need to change this. So almost every single day, I shit you not, the script they were filming was being changed.
Wow. See, but that's how the movie is so good, because it got Bronson's stamp of approval, so it's brilliant because of that.
Oh, fuck me. Okay. So, here's a change of pace. We open up...
Oh, he was 66 years old when he made this film.
Okay, 66, so well past retirement at this point, you know?
No.
He should have been. We would all have been happier. Anyway, so this one changes up pace a little bit here, you know? We don't have to wait 13 minutes. We don't have to wait 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We fucking open up with the rape scene. Fuck you, Death Wish 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
We're not waiting. We're giving you rape within the first 2 minutes.
Well, you know, she attempted. Did see those people in the fucking masks or whatever. And see, and the thing is, and, you know, I'll freely admit this now. I had never, okay... Now, I've seen Death Wish 1, I've seen 2, I've seen 3, and obviously, like, I saw 5 before, and I was like, okay. I watched 4, and I'm like, okay, I watched the parking garage thing, and I'm like, okay, that I remember. And then as it's going on and it's continuing, I'm like, you know what? I don't remember any of this shit.
Somehow just saw the beginning scene?
Yeah, I think I've only seen the beginning. I don't think I ever saw the rest of the movie.
So you probably just caught that on cable and are like, fuck this.
No, I had rented the... When I was younger, I had rented the VHSs of all of them to copy. And I think I caught the beginning of the fourth one when I put it in and was copying it. I was watching the beginning as it was copying.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
So regardless, you know, we get this, we jump straight into the rape scene.
There's no nudity in this either. It's the only Death Wish film that no nudity appears. There
we go. I know, it's really weird. It's like they actually pull back. They're trying to be a little bit more discreet. I mean, these guys are actually beating the shit out of this woman, trying to rape her, And we don't even get a boob shot. So actually some restraint in a Death Wish film. Okay, I'll applaud you. Good job there. The way the guys just kind of appear is weird.
No.
I'll go with it.
Friday the 13th, it wins.
I'll go with it. All right.
Michael Myers shit.
And then Paul just like shows up. He doesn't say anything. He just stands there all dramatically as these guys are beating this woman and trying to rape
her.
That's
awesome.
It's awesome that he just stands there like they're going to notice me. I hope they notice me before they rape her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. They're not going to. Oh, no. Okay. They did notice me.
Yeah. See?
What the fuck? He's just standing there, like, waiting for these guys to notice him. We don't hear him walk up or anything. He's just.
But see, it's
there.
A dream. So it's allowed to, you know, you're allowed
I know,
to
it's fucking. Yeah.
Funny,
yes. Yeah. So, okay. So he kills the three guys. Whatever turns into a sadist, follows the one, tortures him a little bit, kills him, flips him over, and lo and behold.
Sadist,
no! It's. Paul, he that killed himself.
It was like, you know, showing him that because of all of his deeds, his misgivings, that he was going to become the attacker and the attackee.
I think that was just the only holdover from that original script where he had internal drama going on about being a vigilante. I think that was the only thing left from that.
Well, see, at least Bronson was smart enough to okay that and leave that in.
Well, okay. Because so,
he's so brilliant.
Yeah, and then we jump cut to him springing up into camera all sweaty, scared. You know, this is the classic...
Well, that's what happens, you know, when you wake up from, like, a nightmare.
Yeah, this is the classic, oh, it was all a dream.
Yep.
And I laughed out loud because... Charles Bronson's face was filling my 65-inch 4K TV.
Why didn't you take a picture of that? I want to see it.
That is not a fucking face you want that close. He does not have a good-looking face. It's like fucking Danny Trejo extreme close-up. You don't want that. You never, ever want that. That's way too close. No, that was... I laughed. Never go that close to a 66-year-old man with... failing facelift surgery.
No. He looks... I'm looking at the poster now for Death Wish 4, and he looks... He looks perfectly svelte. His face looks...
looks perfectly svelte in his elderly age.
It's not elderly. He's not 80. If he was 80, you could call it elderly. He's not 80, So it's not elderly. There you go.
Alright. So from here... You know, we're introduced back into Paul's life once again. Yeah. And, of course, he now has a new surrogate family with a quote-unquote wife and daughter. And he even calls her like a daughter. Yeah. I love you like a daughter. Oh, my God. Okay. So I'm not even going to criticize that. I mean, it's a trope at this point. It's a Death Wish thing.
Yes. Did you notice who his wife was in, or not the wife, but the new girlfriend or whatever the fuck it is? Did you realize who she was?
No.
She was in House from 1985.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
You're like, yeah, I don't give a shit. There we go.
No, I really don't.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
So, now we're back in Los Angeles, or we're still in Los Angeles... I don't know. I think this one's kind of just ignoring 3. Like, 3 never happened, so it's like 1, 2, 4. And if that's the case, I think that's the good move, because, you know, it's showing and he's still set up in Los Angeles. He's a successful architect.
Yeah.
I'm going with this. Yeah, let's just ignore 3.
I think Bronson must have really hated 3.
I mean, because look at this. Yeah, he's back in Los Angeles. They don't mention anything about New York. There's nothing said about it. I really think this is before this was commonplace, but I really think this one is just kind of like, yeah, 3 didn't really happen.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Yeah, I think we can all agree Death Wish 3 was a thing that probably shouldn't have been a thing. Anyway. Of course, the new surrogate daughter dies of a drug overdose with her, you know, 80s boyfriend in his IROC Z. I mean, you know, as soon as you see those two in the IROC, as soon as this kid pulled up in the IROC and didn't even go up to the house, just honked the horn, I'm like, they're both dead. I knew right away. The girl goes and gets in the car and they're smoking weed. It's like, oh, they're so fucking dead in this next scene.
You know, I'm surprised that Bronson let that go. You know what I mean? Because that seems like, you know, it was very...
I was half surprised he didn't go out there and, like, beat the shit out of this 17-year-old kid.
That would have been humorous. I would have loved that. Fuck it.
With what has been portrayed as Paul Kersey so far, I would not be surprised if he just walked out there, pulled this kid out of his Xyroc Z, and just starts pistol whipping him.
Yeah.
I love this girl like a daughter. You son of a bitch. I would sound angry if I could, but you do not expose her. I will shoot you in the face. Drugs are bad. You hear me?
He doesn't Jesus sound Christ. Like that.
Yeah, he sounds more wooden. I'm sorry.
That was a good, you know, attempt at an impersonation. But
that was too emotive. For Charles think, Bronson.
Do you think you can do a proper Bronson impression?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I don't even want to try. Yeah, fuck him. All right. Of course this girl dies.
That was really, like, sad, you know? And, it, you know, it was I thought... sad.
You didn't see anything. You see them meet up with a drug dealer. Yeah. He obviously hands her some crack cocaine. Next scene, yeah. She's dead. Well, and the doctor's saying she died of a cocaine overdose.
She's not dead the next scene. She was still alive.
She dies in that next scene.
What I didn't like was when they had her in the emergency room or whatever, and they were working on her. I thought when they opened up the fucking top to fucking shock her, I thought they were going to, you know, rip it, and all of a sudden the titties would, like, fly out, but they did not do that.
No, so. Michael Winner did not direct this one. We did not have... gratuitous rape, gratuitous nudity. This one actually is a little more restrained, believe it or not.
And considering what Jay Lee Thompson did with 10 to Midnight, this is more restrained than that film was.
Really? Okay.
Oh, you saw male genitalia, male penis.
Oh, you would have loved it if we would have got to see Bronson's old shriveled up.
You know, I would love to see what that looks like at 66.
I bet you would. All right, anyway.
I'm just really curious. But do you know the daughter? The daughter of his, the surrogate daughter, or whatever.
I know her for some reason. I couldn't place her, and I didn't bother looking
her up. She was Audrey in the original National Lampoon's Vacation.
Hmm. That's the only one? Oh, okay.
That was all. Well, that's one of the things that she was in. She's been in other stuff. Now I think she mainly works with casting.
Yeah, anyway. So.
Oh, and she was on Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah, I'd never watched that, so it's not from that.
I never anyway, did either. Yeah.
Paul starts following the boyfriend. I'm fully expecting him to shoot this kid for no apparent reason and people around him just to cheer because, you know, that's the thing that happens at Death Wish movies, apparently. Fuck reality, right? Anyway, he follows him, but he doesn't actually get to kill the kid. I was a little surprised. Instead, a drug dealer kills him. And then, of course, Charles shows up and kills the drug dealer, right? Because that's a thing that happens.
That was awesome.
That was not awesome. It wasn't even, like, good. He yells at the guy. The guy starts to climb a ladder. Charles climbs the ladder. I keep calling him. Paul climbs the ladder, shoots him, and then calmly gets in his car and drives away. That's not... There's nothing dramatic about that. Anyway, of course the police show up because we need that subplot back. It's only the fourth Death Wish movie. It's not like we can't do it without the police. Wow. And apparently George Takei wannabe cop is in this, and I don't know why they cast this guy.
George Takei wannabe cop.
That's what I fucking named him, all right? He is a really shitty George Takei because he can't fucking act. And he reminds me of that guy. Kind of looks like him. I'm not saying that because he's Asian. I really think he looks like him.
You racist motherfucker.
I'm not saying it because he's Asian. I'm saying he's Asian and does look like George Takei.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's not racist. I'm not saying they all look alike. I'm saying those two particular ones look alike. Well, you know what? Fuck you for making me so racist.
It feels
we all like
good.
A little Mushu guy pork every once in a while.
Yeah, it feels good to release it, doesn't it? To let it out there in the open for everyone to hear.
I'm not racist. I hate everyone. That's why I live in a cabin in the woods.
So you're racist against humanity, then?
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, I think most people are horrible scum.
Yes.
Doesn't depend on your color or religion, or I think you're mostly all assholes. Anyway, moving on. So we go from there to a moment that I actually almost said holy shit out loud. So we go from here to the funeral scene.
Yes.
Well, kind of funeral scene. Yeah. You know, Paul and the girlfriend. At this point, I'm not even going to name these women because we all know they're going to die. Right? There's no point in even remembering that. So the new fresh meat girlfriend and Charles is in the car. And I almost said, holy shit, because Charles Bronson actually put forth a little bit of effort and acted.
He did.
There's some actual acting in this scene.
Yeah, because he's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I was fucking B-I-B. Blown away.
Hashtag.
Blown away. This is the best acting I have seen out of Charles Bronson so far in this 30-second scene. I'm actually impressed with him. He showed actual human emotion. I don't know what it was, if somebody gave him a little too much scotch, if, you know, his
I don't think he drank scotch.
Oh, so he wasn't Donald Pleasance. Okay.
No, Pleasance drank bourbon.
Oh, bourbon. Oh, of course you would know that. I don't know what it was. Yeah. I don't know if it... I have no idea. Maybe it's some mental illness, just early onset. Either way, he actually acted a tiny bit. I'm impressed. I really am. I'm not even being sarcastic.
Did you go back and rewatch the scene just to...
No, it just played out and I was riveted. It was like, holy fuck, it's a Death Wish movie with acting. I can't believe that just happened.
You're like, Jesus Christ, acting in a Death Wish movie? That didn't happen until 2018, I thought.
Right? All right. From here, Paul returns home. And he's being blackmailed now? Yeah. Okay, why couldn't we just open with this? Why'd we need this whole... Why not just do something completely fresh and original and not kill somebody that he considers like a daughter?
Well, because that sets up his rage.
Do we really need that? I mean, that's a thing in every Death Wish movie.
Yes.
Can't we do something original? Just open with him being blackmailed?
Yes.
Ah, fuck, anyway. So he's being blackmailed by an incredibly wealthy man. True. And guess what? Same thing has happened to this wealthy man, and he wants to pay Paul to kill drug dealers. Oh, Jesus Christ, are you fucking serious, Death Wish 4? So your big plot twist here is that Paul's already got revenge. Shit, we're only 10, 15 minutes into the movie. Now what? Well, we're going to pay him to kill more people. So now he's just a hired assassin?
Right.
Okay, so this guy we're established lives in this huge, elaborate mansion. Has a lot of money at his disposal. You know what I'm going to do to take out these horrible drug dealers here in L.A.? Oh. I'm not going to hire a group of mercenaries, you know, these highly trained killers. No. I'm going to hire this elderly architect that has shot some punks on the
66.
Street.
He's not elderly yet.
I'm going to shoot this aging architect that has...
That's better.
Shot some kid, some fucking kids on the street. That is his claim to fame. He rode around on the fucking subway and shot somebody through a newspaper. He waited until awesome. Somebody pulled a fucking switchblade on him and then just shot him. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if you're including three, he started a fucking war in the ghetto and just walked away.
Right.
He didn't help those people at all. If you think about that movie, like, I've spent a lot of time thinking about Death Wish 3. Too much time. He didn't help any of those people. They either ended up dead because they knew him, or homeless because their building got burned down, blown up, something. That entire block is now gone and full of dead bodies. The only thing left is homeless elderly people and gang members that he didn't kill yet. Death Wish 3 is over. Fuck, our leader's dead. Let's go regroup until we get a new leader. Then we'll come fuck up all these homeless elderly people.
You are having way too much fun with these movies.
I'm sorry. I think Death Wish 3 might become one of my favorite films. It's just so bad. Nothing about it makes sense. Nothing. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to try and stay focused.
You're going to try to stay focused on the task at hand.
Yeah. Death Wish 4, the shitty down. All right.
No, I disagree.
All right. So now apparently Paul is a quasi-spy. Mm. And he's going around all these drug dealers' mansions and shit, planting bugs because, you know, apparently he's picked up that skill along the way. Yeah. That's just something that you know how to do.
I thought that was quite ingenious of him to do that with the bugs and the different.
How did he know to do that? How? I mean,
dude, it's very simple. It's very simple. He invented You know what he did?
In his free time of being an architect, he's invented bugs.
He's an architect, right? So obviously he has the ability to build. So he invented this thing called a flex capacitor.
All right, we're moving past that, because if that was true, this would be a much, much better movie. All right, so
Great Scott, Paul!
Oh my god, I would love that movie so much. All right, so Paul starts killing gang members.
Doc, they killed my wife and they killed my daughter, Doc. Great Scott, Paul! We have to go back.
Oh my god, could you imagine if Death Wish starred Michael J. Fox? Oh my god, they would be so good. Fuck, I never thought of that before. And they could even keep going, like, once his Parkinson's was kicking in, because, you know, Charles Bronson was losing his fucking mind at this point.
Yeah, well, I disagree with that, but okay.
Imagine Michael J. Fox walking all shaky after some guy he just shot. I'm not gonna kill you. Parkinson's is gonna kill you when it pulls the trigger.
Oh, Jesus. You're fucking horrible. You are fucking horrible. Oh my god. Dude, what the fuck?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Off the rails. Somebody's gonna be pissed off.
I'm sorry, I do actually like Michael J. Fox. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, no, it was funny. I'll give you that.
Alright, so anyway, Paul starts killing gang members.
I'll give you permission to make fun of him.
Paul starts killing gang members on either side, attempting to start a war between these two cartels. So basically what I take from this is Paul's a fan of A Fistful of Dollars, because we've already established in Death Wish 1 that he's obsessed with westerns, so now he's just playing out the plot to one. Oh fuck, that's a much better movie than
Death
this.
Death Wish 6, Paul Goes West.
Actually, we'll talk about that. There almost was a Death Wish 6.
There should have been.
Anyway.
I played one with the kids in the neighborhood after I saw 5.
Jesus. Okay, so anyway. While Paul's trying to be a spy, he gets caught by this hitman. All right, this guy is like 6'3", 230, just this huge black man that they've set up as a deadly killer. And guess what? Charles Bronson at 66, you said?
Yes, 66. Yes. What the fuck was that?
At 66, is able to throw down with this guy. Oh. Are you fucking kidding me? How is a 66-year-old man able to take this big motherfucker? And not only does he take him, he throws him out of his fucking... Well, not out. Through his fucking window.
Would you really like to know how that happened?
I would love to know the mechanics of how... Okay, I get that he tackled him into the TV.
Yeah.
But he was already getting the shit kicked out of him. I'm surprised the guy just didn't, you know, regain himself and continue kicking the shit out of Charles Bronson. I mean, honestly, that first kick or two should have broke his hip.
Right. Well, let's be honest. Do you really want to know how it happened? How it all went down? How he... You know,
you're going to say because he's Charles Bronson.
Well, not because it's because it's Bronson, not Charles Bronson. It's Bronson.
Oh. Yeah, his stuntman did a real good job of taking that fall, too, because let's face facts, at 66, you're not going to be throwing Charles Bronson to the floor.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God, Mike.
He could totally do it. Dude, I'm going to tell you, when I'm fucking 66, I'm still going to be fucking taking fucking shots out of windows and stuff, and I'm fucking...
Yeah, okay. You notice in this one, we don't really see Paul run. We don't see Paul do a lot of stuff that Paul did in previous films. It's because Charles Bronson can't do it at 66 anymore.
I don't know. I like to think that he still has that ability.
Oh, Jesus. Charles
Bronson is the everyman. He is the alpha and the omega.
All right. So, I've shit on this a bit. Let me give it some credit. I like the fact that we stick with Paul,
yeah,
and the fact that he's an architect, that they follow through with that, that we see more of that, that when he's doing his research, it's hidden. Oh, Jesus. It's hidden within, you know, his blueprints and all that. I like that. And then bullshit George Takei shows up, refusing to act or take any classes to learn how to act. And turns out he's a crooked cop. Yes. And of course, Paul shoots him to death right there at his fucking office.
That was the best. I was like, yes. I was like, you know what, Paul? You still got it, my friend.
Fucking 38-2 shot through a board, throws this guy back like fucking 3 feet.
Well, I don't know what a 38 is, so.
It's a handgun caliber. Okay. Anyway, and then...
Isn't a 45
and then,
better than a 38?
Yes. Anyway, and then... Paul just dumps this guy along some hiking trail. Does he clean up his office, or does he just like shut down the office and tell people they're not allowed to go in there? No, we're just going to skip past that. He's just murdered a cop in his office, and we're skipping right past that. Because now, the true drug cartels, they have this huge shootout because Paul kind of not very elaborately set this whole thing up, and oh my God.
That was the best. You know what
it's
else?
It's not the best. It's
and,
a bad
well,
shootout.
I have to go back to earlier in the film. How about when, what the hell was it? When they find him, you know, and they think that he's snooping around, and, you know, they have him help them carry out a body.
What are you doing? Using the restroom.
Yeah.
There's a dead body on the floor, and he does not, no acting whatsoever.
Dude,
I mean, seriously, if I just murdered somebody and my hired help that was hiding in the bathroom just acted completely nonchalant, I'd have a problem with that. I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He watched me murder someone. The body's laying right there. Hey, motherfucker, pick this up. Yep, no problem. Okay. Some money in it for me. Good deal. Oh, my God. Anyway. No, you want to go back in the film? All right. I skipped a scene. Mm-hmm. Danny fucking Trejo's in this film. And he gets blown up in a hysterical way. Because Charles Bronson turns a wine bottle into a bomb.
Yep.
And then blows up some dummies in a really bad fire effect. That was a really bad special effect.
Right.
That was fucking horrible. And then we have a not very dramatic, not very thrilling shootout. And Paul shoots the remaining drug dealer, and then guess what, man?
What's that?
There's 20 minutes left and a big twist. The old rich man wasn't the old rich man. He was a third drug dealer cartel guy.
Yeah.
Because they're, yeah.
They gotta twist. Keep you on your toes in these movies, and I love that.
I will give it to him. I didn't see that coming. Yeah. Once there was 20 minutes left, I was just like, there's something going on. But yeah, nice little twist. It threw me off. Okay, good job, Death Wish 4. And then, of course, they kidnap Paul's girlfriend. Seriously, at this point, at Paul's life, he's been through, what, 3 women? 2 women? He should really just stop seeing people.
Well, he doesn't want to
be alone. He should really see the pattern in his life that they're going to end up raped, kidnapped, and or killed.
Well, he doesn't want to be alone. I get that. You know.
But every single person he's with dies.
That's not his fault. That's their fault for being such attractive targets.
You're probably going to die within 3 weeks. And I'll find a new one. But I love you. Now. And I'll avenge you when you're murdered.
and I'll murder you so I can avenge you after I murder you.
Yeah, basically. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the plot for Death Wish 6. Anyway. So, Paul, of course, goes after them. There's some explosions, some more not very thrilling shootouts. And apparently this all takes place in a roller rink full of smoke above a parking garage. Okay, first off, this is 87, 88, right, Mike?
87.
All right, I could tell by the IROC-Z, that's bad. But anyway, I think these kind of places were not really that popular then. They're probably off by at least half a decade. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so they have the shootout here, and then Paul's following the big bad guy, and his girlfriend actually stands up finally, scratches the guy's face, starts to run away, and guess what? She's Paul's girlfriend. She doesn't deserve a name. So she gets fucking killed. She's shot. This motherfucker puts like 6 bullets in her back. Bitch goes down. Mm. And then instead of running, instead of trying to shoot Paul, instead of anything like that, I told you not to run. I told you I would kill you. And of course what happens? Paul's mad. And you can tell this because he kind of squints his squinty eyes a little bit. And then he shoots the bad guy with a fucking RPG and blows up a dummy.
Okay, and the problem with that is?
It's ridiculous.
No, the dummy deserved to die. That's the whole thing.
Okay, and then the cops, George guy, his partner, who's actually a good cop and shown to be a good cop, shows up, has his gun to Paul's back. Don't move, you know, blah, blah, blah. Paul just drops his gun. You do what you gotta do. And then just walks off. He doesn't even go to his dead girlfriend that he has been saying, I love you. He doesn't go to her. He doesn't mourn. He just walks off.
Well, see, that's what a real man does.
He's fucking used to this. He's just used to this at this point in his life. Mm-hmm. I love you, but you're gonna die, and I accept that. Just walks off. Fuck you, bitch. I'm done. You're dead. I killed that guy already. The cop doesn't shoot him. The cop doesn't arrest him. He just walks off. Mm-hmm. And the cop just lets him go? Why didn't he just... Where's logic in the end of this?
It's all there. I mean, maybe he didn't have room, and that's why. That's the whole thing.
Okay. So, I want to give this a little bit of positive. I already said I liked the architecture thing. I liked the twist. I thought that was good. Mm-hmm. One thing I will give them. Paul's hidden gun safe.
Yes.
That was fucking badass. That was really cool. That was actually pretty fucking clever, too. I think I might have to build one of those. Actually edit that out, Mike. I am not building a hidden gun safe to put illegal weapons in.
Oh no.
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 Anyway. That's about as positive as I can go. Alright, Mike.
Don't you wish Bronson was still alive and he could come and help you build that safe?
No. Now I'm good. Actually, Mike, I'm kind of done with the Crackdown movie that had no crack in it, because guess what?
It did have crack.
Canon Films thought that an average American wouldn't understand what crack was. It was too advanced for him, so it was just cocaine. Even though there's crack shown, and it's just called cocaine, because Canon Pictures thinks you're a fucking moron. What'd you think of this, Mike? Overall, like.
Overall, I mean, I thought it was a definite step up from Death Wish 3.
Completely agree there. I 100% agree. This is most definitely a step up.
I mean, I did like it. I'm very disappointed with myself that I did not see it in the theater. I'm very disappointed with myself that I did not see the whole thing in its entirety until probably last night.
Oh, wow. Okay, so 1 to 5. What do you rank this one?
5.
I knew it.
It's brilliant. It really is. And Bronson shows his range and his and his ability.
In one just... scene, he shows that he can act. He must have got a blow job. Like, just before going on. Yeah, yeah. His wife must have been in this trailer, gave him a blow job, you know.
A blumpkin.
He just walked on set, and they're like, okay, we're filming this scene. All right, I'm actually going to act today. You're getting my A game. All right. So, like I said, this one is definitely a step up. I mean, it's a competently made film. Things seem to function in this one like they do in reality, and there is some basic logic to this story. And this one actually seems to have some production value to it that's a little bit better. I mean, there's more continuity. There actually seems to have been some technicians on set.
And budget like was lower on this one.
And like I said, Charles actually seems to have cared a little bit more in this one. He put forth some effort. However, this one is still dumb as fuck and not a very good film. I mean, I wasn't very entertained by it overall. And basically what this one is it's Charles Bronson gun porn. If you just want to watch Charles Bronson walk around and shoot people, this is the movie for you, man. I give this 2, man. It's a 2. That's all it is. It's subpar.
I'm surprised you didn't even go halves or quarters or whatever else you do.
I couldn't. No. I'm getting to the point where I'm finding it harder and harder to give a fuck about putting effort into these. I mean, it's Thursday. Mm-hmm. I've been watching Death Wish every day. I've been reading up on Death Wish. I've been listening to shit about Death Wish. I am Death Wished the fuck out, and we're not even done yet. Yeah, fuck. That's
wow, you cut a major promo there.
Yeah. So, with all that in mind, please come back and join us tomorrow for our look at Death Wish 5.
And TGIF, bitches.
And it's not over, though, Mike.
Almost.
Yeah. Death Wish 5. I wish it was fucking dead.
Oh, you're fucked up.
That was horrible.